At that moment, their father, Polonius, burst into the room. Laertes wished he had left sooner. He was hoping to be spared his father's words of advice, which he had heard many times before. "Son, hurry and get on board your ship," Polonius said. "But first, I want you to remember a few things." Laertes rolled his eyes. "Dress well and be loyal to your friends," his father said. "Don't borrow money or lend money. Don't get into fights, but if you do, fight bravely. And above all, be true to yourself. Now, stop waiting around and go catch your ship." Laertes smiled and hugged his father, then picked up his suitcase. "Goodbye, Ophelia," Laertes called out. Then softly he added, "Remember what I told you."
Okay, what about all that stuff Polonius just said? Laertes rolled his eyes at it, as though he'd heard it a million times. But it wasn't bad advice. Look nice, be a good friend, stay out of fights, but if you have to fight, be brave. And also, be true to yourself. Polonius gave the advice to Laertes, but I wonder how it might apply to our main character, Hamlet. Hamlet's really mad at Claudius, but so far he hasn't done much about it. Is he smart to go along with Claudius and avoid a fight? Or should he be in there, fighting for the throne Claudius stole from him? By staying so quiet, do you think Hamlet's being true to himself? Let's keep these ideas in mind as we read on, starting where it says, "Father's Orders," on page 16.
Father's Orders. "What did Laertes say to you?" Polonius asked after his son had gone. Ophelia didn't want to say. She wanted to keep her feelings for Hamlet private. "Oh, it was just something about Hamlet," said Ophelia vaguely.